The fate of one of Africa's longest-serving leaders is still in the balance. The president of Zimbabwe has all but conceded he didn't win a majority of votes in that country's election last month. The actual results are still being withheld, but Robert Mugabe's ruling party is insisting on a runoff against the opposition leader, who claims he has won. Now Zimbabwe's high court is deciding whether to release the vote count. For some perspective, we turned to Patrick Smith. He's editor of the newsletter Africa Confidential.
What's happened is that now the court has ruled there's a case to answer, and the Electoral Commission has to explain why it's delaying the release of these results to the Zimbabwean people.
Now, the delay of these results would seem to only benefit President Robert Mugabe's side.
Well, the assumption is that if the ruling party and President Robert Mugabe had won the elections, they would have absolutely no hesitation in releasing the results immediately. So that leaves us with two possibilities, I suppose. Either that they, in fact, lost outright, or they failed to gain more than 50% of the national vote. And that means there has to be a second round of voting later this month.
And the opposition is, though, now saying that it doesn't want a second round, that that only gives President Robert Mugabe a chance to manipulate some more.
Well, I think there's a great concern over the deteriorating climate in the country. There's been an upturn in violence, and the opposition have come out and said that under these conditions, it would be impossible then to hold a free and fair election.
Although this rather is problematic, because if the opposition says we won't participate in a runoff because the conditions aren't right for an election, what then?
Well, we would be in a constitutional stalemate. Theoretically, under those circumstances, then President Robert Mugabe would remain the president. In any circumstances, he has powers under the present constitution to rule for a further 6 months. Presumably, during that time, he would organize another set of elections, presumably at the time that he reckoned would most benefit him. Either way, I think unless something is done diplomatically and politically to deal with the current election standoff, Zimbabwe could be in for a lot of very serious violence.
Well, one of the things that has happened diplomatically, if you will, is that the opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has gone down to South Africa and met with the head of the ANC, Jacob Zuma. Tell us what that's all about.
Jacob Zuma is at odds with the state president in South Africa, President Thabo Mbeki. For several years, President Thabo Mbeki has been telling South Africans and everyone else that quiet diplomacy is the way forward in Zimbabwe. Now, Jacob Zuma appears to have a different view. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission should release the results as soon as possible, and that the longer this crisis goes on, the more damage it is doing to the region.
Just briefly, this shift in South Africa's position, it could make a difference for Zimbabwe's opposition after all these years.
If South Africa and other important countries within Southern Africa made publicly critical statements of President Robert Mugabe and the ruling party's handling of these elections, I think that would have a very important effect on the calculations of the ruling party in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Patrick Smith is editor of Africa Confidential, the newsletter. He covered the Zimbabwe elections. He spoke to us this morning from London.